A Country of Vast Designs, James K. Polk, The Mexican War, and the Conquest of the American Continent, by Robert W. Mary, narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2009 by Robert W. Mary. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Robert Mary and Sterling Lord Literistic, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Ritual of Democracy. The Emergence of an Expansionist President. Precisely at sunrise on the morning of March 4, 1845, the roar of cannon shattered the dawn's early quiet of Washington, D.C. 28 big guns fired in rapid succession. Thus did the American military announce to the nation's capital that it was about to experience the country's highest ritual of democracy, the inauguration of the nation's executive leader and premier military commander. James Knox Polk was about to become that leader and commander. On this morning he was ensconced, along with his wife, Sarah, at the National Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue, known popularly as Coleman's, just 10 blocks east of the White House. That night, the two of them would be residing at the presidential mansion. At 49, Polk would be the youngest of the country's 11 presidents, and, in the view of his many detractors, the most unlikely. Until the previous May of 1844, when he had emerged unexpectedly as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, few had imagined the man would ever rise to the presidency. Indeed, just a year earlier, his political career had appeared in ruin following his third campaign for Tennessee governor.